This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
That indeed it is. Psychologist John Delatorre joining us to talk about something that in my gut is telling me that it's a big nothing. Maybe that's the wrong words, but there's a lot of hype about the burn after reading letter in the case of Gabby Petito that Brian Laundrie's mother gave to her son. And as I've been saying, unless this is a step-by-step guide on how to dispose of a body, I don't think it means much of anything. Could be completely wrong. Maybe it is a step-by-step guide. But from the context of what we know thus far, it makes for a great headline, but is it really anything much? I'm curious to get your thoughts. Is this being overhyped, John?
Usually, if something is hyped, I tend to believe it only as hype. Yep. But here's why can't it not be both things? I mean, we start thinking about how would we interact with our loved ones if we knew that they engaged in some kind of misbehavior that even we as their loved ones find reprehensible. Would we just completely cut them off? Would they help them? The truth is, we don't know how anybody is going to respond to any situation until the situation has occurred and you've responded to it. So would I be surprised that a mother wrote a letter instructing her son how to cover up whatever crime he's alleged to have committed? No, I wouldn't be surprised. Would I say that that mother is a bad mother? No, of course not. I mean, number one, we don't know the relationship that the two of them have. So we don't know what this letter really was about. But in some ways, I could absolutely see a mother trying to protect her child under any circumstance and recognizing that sometimes it's going to look weird and it's probably going to be bad. I mean, it's going to probably be legally wrong. It's probably going to be morally wrong. But at the end of the day, that connection, that relationship would be too strong to just simply sever. So is it hyped up? Is it something that the mother should not have done? I think those are questions that are left to armchair sort of online sleuths thinking about, well, what would I have done? When the truth is, we don't know what we're capable of doing until we're doing it. And even though we might think it, you know, reprehensible, doesn't mean that there wasn't some kind of love there, however it is that you want to describe that.
Is there too much pressure, too much negativity being put on the family of Brian Laundrie simply because everybody is wanting to find a villain here and crucify somebody because the person who obviously did commit the murder is dead?
I do, yes, I do think, but that doesn't... What I'm going to say is that everyone chooses, right? Everyone makes the decisions for the behaviors that they're going to do. Now, there are, you know, external and internal influences when it comes to making those decisions. But when we're faced as a community, when we're faced with such a tragedy, we often need a way of understanding why the tragedy occurred. And sometimes that means villainizing someone. Sometimes it means calling them a monster. Sometimes it means, you know, describing them as a thing rather than as a human. And so I'm not surprised that because we don't have Brian Laundrie to villainize, that we villainize the parents. We have no idea what that house was like for Brian while he was growing up. We have no idea what the parenting style was. We don't know why the parents did what they did other than to say that they did what they did. But I think people need resolution. They need closure. They need something for it to make sense. And when they can't do it, then it must be at the hands of some villain. And unfortunately, it's making this family more... It's villainizing them a little bit more than they probably deserve, simply because the real villain in this case is not able to be adjudicated.
If you were to advise a family like that's gone through this sort of tragedy, and we don't know how much they knew and when, and yes, that can be looked at in two different ways. of, you know, they were protecting themselves legally. I'm sure if they had a decent attorney, they would have said, don't say anything to anybody. And that would have been advisable at the time. Emotionally is a totally different thing. A lot of people looking at this going, oh my gosh, if it were the parents of the child that my child was dating and the other child was missing, I'd be right there with them holding their hands and praying and trying to do outreach, trying to figure out ways of finding the lost child. But if they really didn't know at the time, or if Brian had not revealed that, what exactly would a family like that do? The question would be, how would you advise a family like this to work through something like this, to get through all the villainization that they're going to get, regardless in the public, whether they are charged or found guilty in the civil matters?
I tell them, number one, that it's a hard thing that they're going to have to be experiencing. And it's an unfortunate thing, but it's going to have to be an experience that they face. What I would tell them is that if they have any social media, they need to absolutely get rid of it. If they have an attorney, they need to absolutely listen to whatever their attorney tells them to do, which should include keeping silent, mm-hmm. right? I think a lot of people, I think the community want to say, you know, oh, well, if you're innocent, then you should talk. No, if you've been accused of something, or if you even think you're going to be accused of something, you should never talk to anyone other than your attorney. Mm-hmm. And so working with them probably in treatment would be a lot of recognizing that people can have opinions about you that you can't control, but don't define you as a person and don't define your behaviors. So it would be a lot of time spending acknowledging and accepting the idea that people can not like you and not like certain family members, but recognizing that that doesn't define who you are. So it's going to be a long process. And I think there's going to be a subset of the community that will never forget to villainize them. And so long as no one is crossing the boundary, people can have thoughts about you as much as they want, but so long as no one crosses a boundary, there's nothing really that you can do about that other than accept it as reality and kind of move forward from.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
John Delatorre, psychologist, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insight here on the program. You can get an ad-free experience of the show when you sign up through Apple Podcasts. Go ahead and check that out. Try it for 3 days free. We appreciate that support. My name is Tony Bruschi. Follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. Stay with us.